Federal vaccine mandate has come to a temporary halt. This is Don Rush. Federal appeals court issued the stay to the Biden administration's requirement under the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. It requires that private businesses with over 100 employees have their workers either vaccinated against COVID or be regularly tested. John Mahoney is a prominent federal employment attorney who notes that mandates are nothing new.
It's certainly a politically charged issue. I think it's a very important mandate if we're going to ever get past this pandemic. I think it's very important that employees either voluntarily or are required to get vaccinated. I think that's a big step toward getting us past this pandemic, getting us out of this pandemic. I'm in favor of the vaccine mandates. Generally speaking, I think there is going to be opposition, including potentially lawsuits filed by some of the southern states, some of the more right-leaning states, as well as labor organizations that are opposed to the mandates. But I think when all is said and done, the courts are going to uphold the legality of the mandate and the requirements to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by January 4th.
So what's the legal background in terms of these kinds of mandates?
For the most part, most every employee, including federal employees in the United States, can be terminated or disciplined for failure to follow their employer's mandates or requirements. Most private sector employees are what we consider to be at will, meaning they can be terminated at any time for any reason, no reason, even a factually mistaken reason, as long as the real reason is not EEO discrimination or potentially whistleblower retaliation. Even federal government employees who do have a constitutionally protected property interest in their continued employment can be disciplined and terminated for their failure to follow their employer's directives or orders. The OSHA rule also allows employees to have alternative testing weekly instead of having vaccinations. But ultimately speaking, if an employer fails to institute the OSHA rule, or if a federal contractor, employee, or company fails to follow the executive order requiring vaccination or testing, then they can face very stiff fines up to $140,000 or so.
There was a judge that has put a hold on this, saying that there are constitutional issues. Well, how do you expect that to play out?
I don't think it carries water. You know, we've had vaccine mandates in the United States for centuries. And the reality is that, you know, if you want your job, whether it be in the private sector or in the federal sector, and there's a vaccine mandate, if you fail to comply with it, you can be discharged for what we call insubordination, failure to follow an order or a directive of your employer.
As you look to the Supreme Court, given what the Supreme Court has said in the past, this conservative Supreme Court, are you confident that they will uphold this kind of mandate?
Not necessarily. I'm not necessarily confident that the current court, of which I am a member of the bar, will uphold this. I think this is obviously a very politically charged issue. Unfortunately, we've taken a public health emergency and politicized it. I think there's precedent going back, you know, a century or two that public health vaccine and quarantine mandates are constitutional. But will the politics of the moment trump the, you know, small t trump the legality of the necessary mandates? You know, that remains to be seen.
John Mahoney, a prominent federal employment attorney, on the Biden administration's vaccine mandate. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.